Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in. Look, we're doing a whole series of good news segments, and this is good news. You know, when we're thinking about our lives and how our lives have changed, you know, we're also thinking about our children. We're thinking about our grandchildren. We're thinking about anybody that wants to get a higher education. But the question really is, you know, what do parents know or not know? I'm talking to a parent the other day said to me, honestly, I don't even know what I don't know about how my child is going to fare out in this upcoming college year. Well, I want to talk about one thing in particular, the College Board. And what are they doing? Lacey Allen is joining me here today, Associate Director of Scholarship Strategy at the College Board. And just so you know, in the background, in case you don't hear from people, people like Lacey, people like organized at the College Board, they are doing stuff. That's why we need to tell you about it. Lacey, it's great to have you.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
I think when I said we don't know what we don't know, I mean, I'm talking to parents who are basically saying we're trying to do the best we can, but they don't know what you've got in your strategy and what you all have stepped up to do. So let's just give everybody a laser, almost like speed dating, 10-minute interview of what you're up to. Tell me about why this was so important for you all to come out in front with the new scholarship program.
Sure. I think you just hit it extremely importantly. Really, the core of why we created this new scholarship program is because we heard from students and families across the country that they were confused and overwhelmed by the college application process. They wanted a simple guide or roadmap to share what to do and when to do it. And so I like to think of this program as a combination between a college planning guide and a scholarships program. We award $5 million each year to students across the country. And how it works is it lays out six key steps that students should take during their junior and senior years of high school. And these steps help them plan, prepare, and pay for college. And as students do each one of these steps, they earn chances at scholarships that range from $500 to $2,000. And when they complete five out of the six steps, they earn a chance at a $40,000 scholarship.
Wow. You know, I want to just be really clear right now for the moment for people that may be listening and maybe thinking, well, $500, what can you do with that? Let me tell you something. Where I grew up in the projects in the Bronx, $500 towards anything that I was going to do or my nieces or my nephews wanted to do to really move on with getting the education I wanted, it was a boost up. And so what I love about what you're talking about is there's going to be opportunities for students, if they follow the guideline, to get multiple opportunities at funding for their future, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Each one of these steps is an individual scholarship. And so the power is, as you do a step, you're eligible for that scholarship. And when you do all six steps, you're eligible for a really big scholarship.
I like the really big one. Lacey, look, before we get too far ahead, I just want to make sure we mention a bunch of times how people can go find out more.
Absolutely. To learn more, they can visit the College Board Opportunity Scholarships website at cb.org/opportunity. And there you can read more about the program, each step, how students become eligible, as well as sign up and begin starting to take these important college planning steps.
Okay. Are you allowed to give us a run through on what the six steps are?
Absolutely. Yes. The very first step is build your college list. And to do that, students must build a college list of six colleges to be eligible for the $500 scholarship. The next step is practice for the SAT. And so using our free official SAT practice on Khan Academy, when students practice for 6 hours, they become eligible for the scholarship of $1,000.
Wow.
And then the next step is improve your score. And that's all about showing how practice pays off. And so when students practice for the SAT, and if they show a score improvement in their scores, they're eligible for the scholarship of $2,000. And then we have strengthen your college list. And so that's all about revisiting that college list that students created and just making sure it has a really good mix of academic safety, fit, and reach schools. And so when students do that, they're eligible for a $500 scholarship. And then we have the last two, which is complete the FAFSA. So by filling out the free government form to apply for federal financial aid, you can also tell us that you filled out the FAFSA and you could be eligible for this scholarship. And it all really leads up to the final one, the apply to colleges scholarship. So that's when students apply to at least two schools, and that could be two-year schools, four-year schools, any schools they're interested in, they'll be eligible for this last scholarship of $1,000.
You know what I love about this? And I don't know if you're talking a lot about it, because I know these interviews are really short. What I love about it is these are motivational steps. And let me just see if I'm on track with what I'm about to say. And please feel free to correct me if I'm not. When I think about this and I think about the coaching work I do in the world, these are motivational steps. And what that means is sometimes, and even for me, I went back to school at like 41 years old. This process was like daunting. We didn't have this. And when I look at what you're doing is you're breaking this down into piece parts that are manageable and doable. And then you're saying, if you do this one step, there's a reward over here for it. Now, it's a motivation for you to let me go do the second step. And I love the brilliance of that.
Thank you. I think you just hit it all perfectly. I like to think of this as a win-win. So not only are students taking each step to get closer and closer to, just on that goal and pathway to college, but there's incentives to motivate and reward students for doing all of those key important actions. And so whether you win a scholarship or not, you're just one step closer to being college ready.
Now, is this for all the states in the United States? What about Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands? Where are we with that? We have listeners all over. I just want to be clear here.
That's wonderful. The program is open to all students in the class of 2021 who attend high school in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and other U.S. territories. And so currently it's open for students in the class of 2021, so rising seniors, but juniors out there, so students in the class of 2022, this program will open up to them later this year.
Yeah, I have to say this. You know, the message may not get out there to parents in this way, but my own experience going back to school later in life for, you know, advanced education, what do we call it? Do we actually even call it advanced education anymore? I don't even know. But the more we can get proactive about our future, the more the reality will manifest our future. And that goes for these just amazing young adults who will become our leaders. I mean, isn't that an important part too, is to get people excited and stimulated to do something which otherwise could be a little scary?
Absolutely. I know when I was in high school and when I worked with high school students, it's hard to know where to start. And sometimes when you get overwhelmed, the first thing you want to do is just shut down and just say, oh gosh, I don't even know where to start. I'll figure it out later. And so what I love about this program is it really pieces everything out. So you're not having to do everything at once. You really start, it's really wherever you are on your college application process. And for students who are the high achievers for students who are C students. It's really for everyone.
You know, I got a few more minutes. Do you mind if I just go off topic a little bit, Lacey? Just a minute.
Sure, go for it.
So here's what I've learned in 16 years doing something that started out with me dialing a wrong phone number. Seriously, that is the story. I was never expected to have the future I have. 10 years in a doctoral program, your friends think you've lost your mind when you do something like this, something you love. How about you? I mean, your pathway, your journey, I mean, look at what you're doing to transform the way we understand and empower our youth. What was it about you and growing up? What touched your heart to get you so engaged and passionate about this, Lacey? Do you mind if I ask you that?
No, not at all. I think it's a wonderful question, you know, and I grew up, and I think what really motivated me is I was lucky to have really amazing teachers and counselors who showed me that they cared, and they helped open up my eyes to so many different possibilities. Never in my life did I think I would be getting to work for this amazing program. And I live in New York City, and it was never even crossed my mind, but I had people along my path in life who encouraged me to try new things, to reach outside my comfort zone, and to follow my passions. And I'm really excited that I had a couple, my family and a couple mentors along the way who just, you know, helped motivate me and unlock some doors I thought were closed for me.
You know, I love that question. And by the way, I just ask you one of the questions I've been asking close to 10,000 people. But part of this is our backstory. It's our story where we get to talk about our lives. What is your and the board? What are vision? I want to know your vision in an ideal world, right? And you're sitting out there and maybe we got our magic lamp and you and I are like rubbing that lamp and we got something showing up and we're like, oh, okay, this is what I want for these students. What might that be?
I think my magic goal, my hope for really students and the youth of our future is that every student gets to do whatever they want. And I think that so many times, I think you mentioned earlier, hearing from a parent, like, you don't know what you don't know. And I think the same applies to students is, you know, you don't really know what careers are out there or what life possibilities are out there. So my hope is that every student has someone in their life that's cheering for them and that's rooting for them. And they also get to, through living and learning, they get to unlock their own potential.
So last question. Website again, gotta have it. Personal message, what do you want to leave us with?
Absolutely. So the website for the College Board Opportunity Scholarship, which again, if you are even thinking about going to college, I absolutely recommend that you go to our website at cb.org/opportunity. That is cb as in college board.org /opportunity to learn more about our program. And there's a really big deadline coming up at the end of March. And to be eligible for those $40,000 scholarships, students must sign up for the program and complete that very first step, build your college list, by July 31st.
Man, I'm telling you, I cannot express how important this is, what you're doing. I cannot even tell you. You know, my first go around, Lacey, when I had a passion to go back to school, I completely flunked out on all of the process steps to make that happen. That's how important what you're doing is to me personally. You know, if I had the knowledge and this program when I was trying to figure it out when I was in my 20s, I'm telling you, this would have been a more opportunistic possibility journey. And that's what you're doing for people. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you for having me again. Thank you.
All right, everybody. This is definitely a good news segment. I want you all to pass this on. Pass it on. All right, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. You know, about a month ago, I made a comment about the fact that, you know, one of the things that I do is I volunteer for things. And so one of the volunteer things that I really like to get involved with is making sure that our food banks have food. And that's not easy to do. But here locally, I know what it's like to have a food bank, a place where food is available to people run out of baby food. And I think when that happened here in the Seattle area, it was shocking to me. But what are we doing about it? You know, what can be done? How are we combating food insecurity during COVID-19 crisis? And I'm telling you, that is really a thing. Today, joining me here today is Leila Kasha, who is going to be talking about just that. Senior VP, Marketing Communications, Grocery Outlet. And today, how are locally owned grocery stores across the country, like everywhere across the country, how are they answering the call to support the food bank? And I mean, this is a serious thing. This is not just, by the way, oh, we're running out of food. No, people are not eating. They are starving. Leila, let's talk about this, because what I have found over the years, every time I've taken this conversation on, people are like in shock. They're like, really, Pat? In Seattle? They ran out of baby food? Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's very, it's hard to believe in the country that we live in that we have this need. And I will tell you, this is our 10th year doing the Independence from Hunger food drive. And I've never seen numbers like this. They are triple what they have been. Brookings will tell you, Brookings Institute is telling us it is triple the normal need. One in four kids is going hungry because of COVID-19. And it's really because their schools were a great place for them to get that really solid one square meal. And when the schools closed, that took that opportunity away from them. And it then taxed the food banks. So the food banks ran out much quicker. Nobody was prepared. I mean, none of us were prepared, right? I didn't have toilet paper in my house. I don't know if you did, but I was like, oh, this caught me off guard. I need to go figure out how to get toilet paper. Yeah. Nobody was prepared.
Yeah.
So it really is, it's staggering that this is happening in our country, but it is.
It's shocking. And you know what I'm shocked even more about? And this is, and I don't know how to change this. Maybe you have more influence than I do. What I'm shocked about is, you turn on whatever the local TV is that you're watching. And I love that they're covering who got the PPP money and who didn't. But for me, somebody, please talk about these kids going without food in the United States of America. Please, somebody talk about it. But I guess that's what you and I are doing, right?
That's what we're doing. Yeah, I think, I think it's always for a lot of people, that's the sizzling story. This is the reality of what we're dealing with every day. And you and I probably deal with it every day because of the work that we're doing and where we are. And I think that it's interesting and surprising to me when I'm having conversations with people that I know, when we talk about this, they're like, what do you mean people are going hungry? Like, it's just people can't, don't think about it. But I do think that we're bringing more awareness. This is a passion project for Grocery Outlet. It has been a passion project. Our mission is touching lives for the better. And our CEO, who is a third generation family member and has been with the company for 26 years, he's an amazing man. This is his legacy. This is what he is passionate about, is delivering food to, like, if you look at our stores, we're in a lot of food deserts. We really, really are trying to bridge that gap as best we can. And so that's what we do.
You know,
we do what we can.
Exactly. Recently I've started to talk about some of the events of my youth. And people have asked me, why you waited so long to talk about them? I'm like, I'll tell you why I waited so long to talk about them. They're hard. The harsh reality, albeit I wasn't homeless for a long period of time because, man, I had some angels. But I know what it's like not to have a place to sleep or not to, I mean, imagine not to know where you're going to get food from. And this is what we're talking, this is Maslow's basic needs hierarchy. But I want to hear about you all, because this independence from hunger, this national food drive, This is a 10-year anniversary. So you've been at this a long time. Tell me what you think needs to be done now and what you all are doing now to help with the hunger crisis.
I will tell you, the first thing I want to tell you is one of our, so we have over 360 locations across the West Coast and a few in Pennsylvania. And you in the Seattle area, actually in North Tacoma, have some independent operators. So again, I told you all of our stores are independently owned and operated. So Ken and Lynn Lowe own that location, and they are year after year in the top five donations in our organization. They are amazing. And they partner with many food banks because they've got this down to a science. So they're partnering with My Sister's Pantry, with University Place Food Bank. I mean, they are doing real work, and they raise thousands of dollars in food and cash. And it's amazing. And that story is replicated all over Seattle and all over our network. So we work really hard, and they partner with these groups, not just one-off in the summer like we're doing right now. It is the time. You know, originally when we picked the July month, it was because the food bank is super taxed over the summer break because there's no school normally, right? So that's why we picked July, and that's why we've been doing it for 10 years. But this year, we're just exacerbated with COVID-19. It's just been so much more of a need. So the way these stores do that is they find these partners. So I just mentioned Ken and Lynn are using My Sister's Pantry as an example, and they find out from them what the need is. So they'll pre-pack food bags that are available in the store. So you go by the store, you grab a food bag. It's pre-packed with stuff that the food bank has asked for. They run it through the check stand. It's one swipe, so you don't have to scan every item. The bag has a total on it. If it's the total is $5 or more, then Grocery Outlet will give you a coupon to come back and see us another visit for $5 off. So we're trying to really incentivize what people already want to do. Everyone wants to give. Everyone wants to be generous. So we're incentivizing that a little bit. If you donate $5 in cash or more, you'll get the same coupon. And then the third way to donate at the location is to round up your transaction. So this year, more than ever, every penny counts. And so we will round up that transaction, and all that cash goes to the food bank. So what we've decided at Grocery Outlet Corporate is to even step this up a little bit more, is that we will match at the corporate level. We will match dollar for dollar every penny that is raised in your communities. We will match to that local food bank. So all the dollars will stay in the community up to $1 million. So we're going to do everything we can. Dr. Pat.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to tell, this is really the eye opener. Let's send people to the website. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's one thing for you and I to be talking about this based on our experience and our passion. I want people, when they go to your website, I want them to see the results. And by the way, they can donate in store. They could go and go to groceryoutlet.com. But let's tell them about the portal you've created for people that are thinking, well, it's not really that bad here. Can we talk about this, what you all have created to educate people on the website?
Yeah, so there is a portal, groceryoutlet.com/donate, that has a link so you can donate to that. That donation link goes to the Alameda County Community Food Bank. That's our, so we practice what we preach. So in our backyard where our offices are, there is the Alameda County Community Food Bank, and they get those donations. But there is all kinds of statistics on the website that really give you more information around where we get our information, how many kids are going hungry, what the national statistic is. 11 million households this year will have limited access to food. That's coming right from the USDA. So all of that information is there. And it is time for us to step up and help as best we can.
And can I give a shout out? When you go there, if you're thinking, oh, we just mentioned Tacoma, no. When you go there, go to the store locator. And when you go to the store locator, right, you can type in a code, but you can search by region. So for those of you that are thinking, I live in Everett, bingo, there it is. Oh, wait, but I live in Monroe, bingo, there it is. But how about Linwood? Bingo. Kenmore, Lake City, right? So what I'm trying to say is,
that's right.
Go to the locator. If you're thinking we only mentioned Tacoma and you don't live in Tacoma, no. go look at all the locations. And that is astonishing to me.
That's right. We have amazing locations. We have amazing locations all over your community. So Skyway, Jeff and Aaron are there. They're happy to help you. In South Tacoma, Brian is happy to help you. Either if you're shopping or if you want to donate or you want to learn more about their specific partners, they would love to tell you more. Crown Hill, Norman Tammy would love to tell you about Fallen Brothers of Seattle. That's another really great hyper-local charity that they're sponsoring. Bounce Back Seattle, Food Bank at St. Mary's. There's all kinds of really great small local partnerships. And all of these operators are very, very passionate about this cause. So you can step into any store and ask to talk to an operator, and they would love to tell you all about their community partner. And they're very passionate about
this. And that's why I'm so excited about this, because, you know, I love to look at are we as a state here, are we getting involved? And boy, I'll tell you, I was like, oh my gosh, man, there's even a grocery outlet at Port Angeles. And I'm thinking to myself, why are we not talking about this more? Why are we not telling people? Because it's not just about this is what you can do and how you can do it. You can get gift cards here for people. You can be a company and be part of this as part of what you're doing as your contribution. I mean, give me from your perspective, if I ask you, what are the top three things, calls to action? What are your top three that you would like to see our listeners get involved with and or do?
I would say I see it a little bit, I see it from a different perspective. So I see that, you know, it's been 2 weeks, we're 2 weeks into our campaign, and we've already raised $1.6 million. That is coming from incredibly generous shoppers that are coming into our stores that understand that this is a need. Mm-hmm. And so they're getting in. I think that really speaks volumes. You know, when economy is down and people are out of work, logic and math would tell you that your donations should be down, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm going to have a job. I'm not sure where my next paycheck is coming from. So I may not give money, but that's actually the opposite of what's happening, which is so tremendous to me. It really shows me, it gives me incredible faith in humanity that people are taxed and struggling themselves, but know that someone might have it worse than them, and they still. I'm getting all emotional now, Dr.
Yeah,
Pat.
No, I am too. I am too.
But I mean, it's so touching to see that happen in real time in our stores, where people are giving back. It happens so often in our stores. I've been in stores, so we are a very roll up your sleeves kind of organization, and we go in and pack bags for groceries. We run check stands sometimes. We're doing all kinds of stuff in the stores. And I've seen people pay for other people's groceries as a random act of kindness because they're struggling, or when they go to put something back, they say, no, go ahead and grab it. I'll cover it. It is very, that's what I see. I see people really getting involved, and our shoppers are the most generous, thoughtful people. I love our customers because they really do care about their neighbor. And that's what makes Grocery Outlet so great. It makes our operators are the same way. And it just makes it such a great community to be a part of.
Well, I want to thank you for today. I mean, it's, unless you have been at that place where you've been down a court, and or you live in the place where I live in Washington State, you know, the altruistic energy here across the board is part of what keeps me in the state. I mean, the people here, you watch them, you know, you see them, you see the action that is taken, you know, the different outlets we have are here in the state that don't even exist in other states. And I think that I'm not surprised that they're donating, because they understand the dignity of the human spirit. And so do you. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Thanks for having me.
One more time, give out that website, please.
GroceryOutlet.com/donate.
All right, everybody, let's do it. Not one single person should go hungry in the United States of America. And these folks are making that a reality, to have zero people go hungry. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Tides that I tried to swim away.